Concode 23 Radio.
Concode 23 Radio.
Noi c'eravamo. I nostri speciali.
Buongiorno a tutti, buongiorno a tutte e benvenuti a Regeneration House, la casa di Yab Forum. Sono Sergio Amati di Yab Italia e sono qui per raccontarvi le storie degli speaker di Yab Forum. Regeneration House è proprio un'idea che nasce per ascoltare chi animerà la plenaria di Yab Forum e capire quelli che sono i grandi trend del mondo del marketing e del mondo dell'innovazione e capire come le imprese e le persone si debbano rigenerare per trasformarsi e per affrontare le sfide del futuro. Una delle grandi sessioni del forum, che per noi ormai è anche una tradizione, si chiamerà Marketing Regeneration e noi esploreremo che cosa c'è adesso e che cosa ci sarà nel mondo del marketing e del digital marketing, anche se ormai marketing e digital marketing sono sostanzialmente la stessa cosa. Lo faremo con l'aiuto di due che io definisco marketing superheroes. E uno di questi è con noi, l'altra sarà Isabel Massey di Ageo, che verrà intervistata in una delle prossime puntate di Regeneration House. E invece abbiamo con noi appunto il mio, anzi personal marketing superhero, che è Constantin Camaras, che è tra le tante cose che fa, però in particolare noi gli vogliamo molto bene perché è il chairman emeritus di Yab Europe. Ora, anche se Constantin parla italiano meglio di me, faremo questa intervista in inglese. Passo all'inglese. Ciao Constantin and big welcome to Regeneration House. How are you?
Buongiorno a tutti e a tutte. Buongiorno carissimo. Come va?
Vedete come lo parla qui. Parla meglio di me. Se Constantin speaks any language.
Ancora preferisco l'inglese. Allora. Yeah. Shiftiamo. It's great to be with you this morning, Sergio, and thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. So let's start with a question that is not related to marketing, but is related to regeneration. So the first question for you, Constantin, is: have you got an object, a person, a place, a sound, whatever, that for you embodies the concept of regeneration?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, as you know, we in ancient Greece invented everything, which means, you know, we even invented regeneration. And there's this symbol of regeneration, is the bird, the phoenix, that rises from the ashes. Now, you know, this could be thought to be, you know, a very interesting symbol. My only concern here is that it was used during the last time we had a military junta in Greece from 67 to 74. So the junta used it as its symbol. Which means it sadly destroyed it. So that would be in terms of an object.
Absolutely.
Or an image.
Yeah,
I can go into persons, I can go into places, but you know that
the
once
phoenix.
I start talking, it's difficult for me to stop. So I'll probably, you know, spend the entire interview discussing about places and persons. It's as you like.
Now let's do something different. But I mean, thank you, because the phoenix is a great example of regeneration. So let's start with digital marketing, and the idea is to go through some keywords, some hot topics that you will discuss with Isabel, but they are part of the day-to-day discussion for the digital marketing industry. So the first one that is, let's say, on the first place in the last month is attention. So attention metrics promise to go beyond what is another keyword that has been around for a long time, which is viewability. So, and measure the real level of attention paid to an ad placement. So this is a still evolving discipline. We see a lot, and we'll have a stage dedicated to attention at the IAB forum. But at what stage are we with the measurement of the attention, Constantine?
Well, listen, first of all, as you correctly imply, this is not something absolutely new, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, viewability can be tracked as a historical origin, and some people have said that attention is viewability on steroids, which is, you know, a nice phrase to use. However, this is something that has been discussed for a while. I should remind you that at some point, I think it was 10 years ago, I think it was the Financial Times that tried to change their ad pricing policy. And instead of charging per impression, per ad impression, they tried to charge per attention on the ad unit. And this has historically been something that was driven mainly by publishers because of the what we call the tyranny of the click, measuring everything on the click. OPA Europe, I think almost 15 years ago, had a piece of research called The Silent Click to prove that, you know, advertising in premium publisher environments has an impact even if it doesn't have a visible, trackable click. Now, thankfully, in my view, the ecosystem has evolved to go beyond the click, and attention is, again, as we say, you know, a la mode. But as you correctly say, there is still great discussion about how do we measure it and how do we link it to business outcomes. And this is something where, as always, there's two ways of resolving in terms of a standard. Either the leaders in the market, not maliciously, impose a standard through their work, or their industry bodies, such as the IAB, be a national IAB as IAB Italy, or, you know, a regional one like IAB Europe, that does more work. But it is critical work because it is bound to change something in terms of the value chain.
The value chain, absolutely.
The value chain, and shift possibly, you know, advantage to premium content, to premium advertising environments, to quality context, into something that matters more than the haphazard or not click. So it is very interesting to monitor this, but I will put two caveats. A, still a lot of work to do with measurement standards, and B, we've had this discussion before and we didn't go far. So this time we need to work much harder.
Absolutely. And we'll do, we try harder, as someone say, you know, we'll do our best to make this happen. So let's get to keyword number two, which is retail media. So we've been discussing a lot about retail media, and so some figures say that retail media in Europe, I'm reading this because it's a big number, is going to reach 24.8 billion by 2026. And so we have our retail media working group in IAB Italy, in IAB Europe. We are working a lot on this topic. And so entering the market, so there are big retailers are entering the market. And just a quick hint from you, Constantine, what's your view on retail media evolution and what I would call retailers regeneration?
Well, you know, you're quite right, though. I wouldn't want to go into too much into the IAB Europe work or IAB Italy. I don't want people to think I'm excessively advertising, but I would certainly encourage people to visit the IAB Europe website.
Definitely.
And see the work that is being done and engage with IAB Europe, and of course, always
it's
with,
a gold
with
mine.
IAB Italy.
Absolutely.
With IAB Italy. But it is, you know, what we refer to as a seismic shift, in the sense that for retailers, it is an incredible revenue opportunity if you look at what sort of margins they have been used to work with in their normal work and the sort of margins they have now as sellers of advertising. It's close to the POS, to the point of purchase. There's incredible data that can be leveraged, incredible targeting. However, again, it's an issue of standards, you know, in measurements, in data. There is an issue of scalability in the sense that retailers run a risk of doing the same mistake that publishers did 20 or 30 years ago in terms of not working together and each one being, in a sense, his or her own walled garden, which is not something that brands want. It is something that will have to be resolved one way or another. Obviously, you know, this is more in the interest of the middle players and the smaller players, because the big ones can say, hey, you can only work with me, you don't need to work with anyone else. But we've seen, if you like, how this plays out in digital marketing, and therefore this needs to be addressed. The other interesting question, though, which people do not discuss very openly, is the question of where will the money come from? Mm-hmm. You said almost 25 billion, like you said, we said 25 billion. What sort of money is this? Is it new money? Is it money that comes from offline?
From another
retail?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it money that comes from what the publishers are getting? Or is it, because it has happened and it's interesting, platform money? So this, in my view, is a very interesting trend to monitor. Absolutely. And therefore assess then how things will change in, as we say,
really exactly.
It is something that is considered to be a bit rude to discuss, so where the money will come from, but it is critical. It is absolutely critical.
Thanks Constantine to put this on the scene, because when you're talking about growth, it has to be a real growth. So if you move money from one channel to another, this is not real growth. So
people will be impacted, and you know, sectors will be impacted, and they need to know, we need to monitor who and how and to what degree.
Keyword number three, and so I love your voice. Now, so you are kind of the voice of IAB Europe, and you are kind of a voice also of IAB Italy, because you are like an habitué of our conferences, and we're all waiting for you here in Italy. But I mean, talking about audio, so not your voice, but I mean in general audio. Now, so this is a super hot topic. So the growth of audio advertising has been very big. So we have seen a big growth, and the global market, always saying some figures, is worth 7 billion already, and it's gonna be growing and growing and growing. So in Italy we have seen also a lot of agencies have been created around the topic of audio. So what are the areas of development that you see on audio advertising?
Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment. And on a more serious note, you know that I'm always delighted to work with IAB Italy. IAB Italy is one of the leading IABs in Europe. It's a tier one top member, and top contributor, and by the way, also a member of our board, making an active contribution in the work of IAB Europe. So you don't have to be modest. You know, IAB Italy
thank
is
you.
One of the most important national IABs in Europe, and I'm always delighted to be with you. Now, in terms of audio, well, the growth is phenomenal, but it comes from admittedly, you know, a low base. Okay, so you know how this interests, how you calculate percentages. But I think, exactly, I think that there are two things that have come out that accelerate audio. The one is the pandemic, for some reason, because people spent a lot of time in the house and they could not be glued on the TV, there was a lot of audio playing when we were all in lockdown. And also now that, you know, the habit has stayed when people move outdoors. But the more important, if you like, conclusion we are drawing is that audio, rather than video, it's ahead of video, is a very, very popular format for the Gen Z crowd. Generation Z, if you look at all the research, you know, because the cliche says, Gen Z video, Gen Z video. Yes, but even more in some researchers, audio. So when we're talking about the difficulty of reaching out those audiences, suddenly audio becomes a very, very interesting proposition because it's not as expensive as video as well. And it's also versatile, you know, from your Spotify platforms to the podcasts, to the personal assistants. And interestingly, this is where an element of personalization, respecting users' privacy, of course, and, you know, their data rights, can trigger an avenue towards conversational marketing. We've been talking about conversational marketing for a while. Perhaps this might be one of the hidden triggers in accelerating that trend. But again, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, you're going to have standards issues. You need to have better alignment in terms of measurement. But it is a very exciting space.
Absolutely.
And by the way, one in which premium publishers, through their podcasts, and some of them have done magnificent work. In Italy, look at the example of Getty with one podcast. Incredible work. You know, a true European leader in what they do. It is an opportunity also for publishers, which some people would argue, and I have to admit I'm slightly biased, have not received from the digital ecosystem, the digital marketing ecosystem, their fair share of revenues when you compare it to the value they bring to the table and to their mission towards the societies they serve.
Amazing. So, thank you, grazie, Costantine. You were brilliant as usual, and I am particularly pleased because in 15-minute conversation, we never say the word artificial intelligence. So, which is strange, now, because we are all talking about that. But I mean, I don't want to hear your opinion about that, because I say you have already given us such an interesting overview of some other keywords which are even more important for our industry. Okay, so going back to Italian, ringrazio Costantine, ringrazio per la sua bella partecipazione e vi aspettiamo alle prossime puntate di Regeneration House. Grazie.
Grazie mille carissimo, buona giornata a tutti, ci vediamo in
un mese.
Mese e mezzo,
circa
qualche settimana.
Perfetto, grazie.
Grazie,
ciao. Buona giornata.